The Department of Health and Family Services made the decision to move the 172 residents at the Northern Center to small group homes or to the Central Center in Madison. DHFS Secretary Helene Nelson said the $525 a day cost at Northern to care for a person with severe disabilities was much higher than at the Central or Southern Center. But Area Representative Jeff Wood says the cost at Northern is higher because the center has done a better job of moving residents into community settings. He does agree one of the centers in the state needs to be closed to save money.
Then the question becomes, do you have two centers in southeastern Wisconsin, or do you have one in northern Wisconsin, which should actually be called Central since it serves 52 of the 72 counties?
Wood's legislation proposes closing the Central Center in Madison instead of Northern, an idea that is not on the table at DHFS.
We studied closing Northern Center and Southern Center, which are the two smallest. Central is the largest.
DHFS Secretary Nelson says the Southern Center has 100 more residents than Northern.
Frankly, because Southern is larger and would take longer to close and has a lower cost per day, it wasn't as financially attractive in this budget environment.
The governor included a $2 million savings in his budget plan. But Representative Wood says the savings comes at the expense of the economy in his region. He says it will be easier for laid-off workers in Madison to find new jobs than it will be in the Chippewa Falls area, where cutting the Northern Center workforce from 525 to 75 will hurt.
Right now, Chippewa Falls is scheduled to take over one quarter of the job cuts statewide that Governor Doyle has proposed. That's not including Highview.
Highview is one of the Northern Center buildings that was recently remodeled for use as a geriatric prison. But Governor Doyle did not include funding for its opening. DHFS's Helene Nelson is hoping that some of the highly trained professionals at the Northern Center will take jobs in new group homes, since the remaining residents have serious medical or behavioral problems. But many of the workers say the pay and benefits are not good enough, and they're worried about care at some group homes. However, advocates for the developmentally disabled say institutional residents tend to flourish when moved into community settings. And barring legislative intervention, residents at the Northern Center will be moved by June of 2004. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.